Okay, we have here a pasuk in the Torah that it says in the beginning of Shavuach that the pasuk says that both the, look at the exact pasuk, we don't have the quoted here in the beginning. The pasuk says, "Vayugad emelech Mitzrayim ki barachom," was told to Mitzrayim that the day Israel is running away. Vayehafech levav paro v'avada v'va'am. So vayehafech means it was changed. Paro v'avada. And they said, "Mazal sasino, what do we do? We made a mistake. Shishalach lois Yisrael me'avdeinu. How do we send away Klai Yisrael from being our avada?" So Rashi says, "Vayehafech means nefach mimashahaya. It was changed from what it was. Shrei Omer lehem kumusu mitoch ami." Originally, Paro said, "Leave." Right? The pasuk says, just to be a little, that they after it was after the Makkos Bechoris, and the pasuk says that they said ki amru kulanu meisim. They were basically petrified that just like the Bechoris would die, the Bechoris, that everyone else would die. And therefore, they told them to leave. So Paro told them to leave. V'nefach levav amo. And likewise, the avodim of Paro changed. This is already much earlier, that the avodim of Paro already told Paro earlier that he should send out Klai Yisrael, because it's the destroying, that's in the beginning of Bo. Vayomru avdei paro edov and mosa yizelon and mokesh in Yud Zayin. So that both Paro and his avodim at different stages realize that keeping Klai Yisrael is destroying Mitzrayim, risk killing them. So therefore they have to send them out. So now there was a Yehofech, there was a change. So what happened? Ba'akshav nefku lirdav achrayim. So Rashi says this was not a neis min ha-shamayim, but it was b'shvil m'mayna sheshila. In other words, something happened. Beforehand, Bnei Yisrael didn't borrow the money. So calls on that Bnei Yisrael didn't borrow the money. So Paro and the Avodim felt, yeah, get them out of here. But now that before Hashem gave a mitzvah, that before they leave, they should borrow the Mitzrim's money. And now they're leaving, and then they decide, Mitzrayim, when they lent them the money, they thought they were going to come back. And now Bnei Yisrael are not coming back. So the fact that they have, they're going to lose their money, so that's what made Paro and the Avodim change their mind. So just the Rashi itself is a tremendous chiddush. You see the power of money, because the chayra pashtus doesn't make sense. Paro, they came to a realization, Kulanu Mesim, and if we keep Klai Yisrael, we're all going to die. And they came to the realization, Ki Avda Mitzrayim. So, okay, they took your money, but what can you do? You know, it's either that, but if you have no choice. If you go ahead and try and get it back, the odds are, you just saw 10 Makkos, and you saw Makkos Bechiris, and you saw Nisim Gluyim, and the odds are, if you're going to try and get your money back, yeah, very, you know, it's a bad thing you lost your money, but your life's going to be endangered. The whole Mitzrayim is going to be destroyed. So that what Rashi is saying, just a simple shot, that the desire to get their money back override their awareness of Avda Mitzrayim and override their awareness that if you keep Bnei Yisrael, everyone will die. That itself is a chiddush, simple Rashi in the taiva of money. There is, however, here a very fascinating Levush. Levush is one of the early Achronim, the Talmud of the Ramah, around, I know exactly, 1500s, maybe early 1600s, I don't know. So he has here, he says, he has a Kasha and Rashi. That Rashi says that the reason why they changed their mind is because of the money, the Shulman Maina. But you read the Pasuk, they said, Vayomru, Mazos Osinu Kishilach Yisrael Me'avdeinu. They don't say Mazos Osinu that we gave them the money. They seem to be upset that they lost the Avodim. And so the Vush says, it's on the bottom of the first column, the bottom of the page. Makshim, people ask me, none of the Rashi should rub to a Shulman Bainim. How does Rashi know he ran because of money? Because of Omer Beferish, Kishalach to Shulman Avdeinu, Mashma to Shulman Avdeinu. So from what they said, you see that they're running because of they didn't want to lose slaves. Vani Omer. So that's apparently a famous Kasha in Rashi. So says the Levush, I say the answer. Shane's a Kusha, there's no Kasha. The Kivin Shamrach also be a Fafek Levav. The Pasuk itself is Mashma. There is a Levav, what's really in their heart, and what they're saying. The Shnei Dim Nefrado is what they're thinking, what they're feeling, and what they're saying. Vayom Amados Asinu. Umashma, the Libam of Piyam Loya Shavim, but their hearts and their mouths were not Shavim. Them Cain, O Iksiv Levav. Them Cain, O Cain, Levav Lamadik. You don't have to mention their heart, just leave out the heart. And Piyam Amro, Vishal Vaida. Ela, so therefore, Pshan has to be that Piyam Amro, Vishal Vaida. When they were going out and chasing Bnei Israel, they told each other, why are you going? Oh, we got to get the slaves. So the Vush says an amazing thing. He says, what motivated the Mitzrayim BeEmes to go out to chase Bnei Israel was that they were upset that they lost the money. If Bnei Israel didn't borrow the money, it would only be a question of losing their avodim. They wouldn't have chased Bnei Israel. Not going to risk their lives to get back their avodim. But to get back their money, that was to them so precious, that's why they were going. But when they, Amru, pashas, it means they spoke to each other, unless it means they spoke to themselves, but when they spoke about it, and they said, yeah, we got to go, they didn't say the truth, but everybody lied. Everybody, all the Mitzrayim, they all lied to each other. Yeah, we got to go, we got to get our avodim back. No one said that we got to go for the money. That's what he's saying. Which is a plea atzuma. If the real motivation was for the money, so why didn't they say the real motivation? Right? When they're talking to each other, or they're talking to themselves, depending how you learn Omar, and they're telling, why are we going? We got to go, we got to go, we can't let them get away. So if what's really bothering them and what's really motivating them is we got to get our money back, so why don't they say it? Instead, they say a reason which apparently is not such a good motivation, because apparently the avodim, they were ready to be mevater on. And the real reason, they leave out. Why in the world should they do that? It's pliat summa. So apparently the answer, I think it's pretty mukhluk. The answer has to be that they couldn't say that they're going for the money. Because the money is ridiculous. The money. You're going to risk your life for your money? You feel like a total idiot. Because you want to make money, so you're going to put yourself in such a dangerous situation. You say, I'm going for my avodim. It makes a little bit of sense. You say, I have a certain lifestyle. I can't live without this. This is how I got used to. I have a certain pattern in life. I can't imagine. I can't. Who's going to take out the garbage? I this is the way I live. It's my habit of life. I'm going to have to change my whole style of living if I don't have my avodim. There's some logical rationale that there's no point living if you can't live. I can't live like this. I can't live without avodim. So, even though it means risking my life, and even though the probability is that I'll get killed, but listen, I can't live without avodim. I mean, 210 years I got used to having avodim. I don't know how to function. I don't know how to dress myself. I don't know how to, I won't be able to make food. I won't be able to function. I can't live in society. So it's a necessity. It's like breathing water. So that made rational sense. Wasn't to say that was not embarrassing. To say I'm going for my money, so you don't have your money. I had $100,000 in the bank. I had a beautiful diamond gold. Whatever. So they took my gold. So what? You don't die from not having gold. So that was some embarrassing. To say that, even though everyone really felt the same way, it's like an amazing thing. But to verbalize it, to say it, was too humiliating. What? It doesn't mean that's crazy. You're going, it's so life-risking, and you're going out to risk your life just because you want your money? Like, what for? That's a stupid. What's the good of money if you're dead? Like, it just don't make no sense. You know, the odds are you're going to die by going out chasing Bnei Israel. So you want your money, and money's very nice, but what's it going to help you if you get killed? See, for Avodim, look at this, and you get killed, I get killed. I can't live like this anyway. So it's either, what can I have? No Breira, I can't survive. But your money, you can live without your money. It's not like they didn't have their money, they didn't have their gold, they were going to die from starvation. So you won't have your money. So there's a few tremendous chidushim here, if assuming this is pshat. First shot is, of course, just stops. That we'll say the main kiddush. The question is like this: if it made no sense that they're going for their money, and they themselves knew it made no sense that they're going for the money, ad kedei kach, especially if you learn the simple shot that they intentionally lied. They knew poshut shot. They knew what they were feeling in their heart. But then they spoke to the other person. They couldn't say the truth because they were embarrassed. So they knew, they consciously thought that this is stupid. It's ridiculous. Makes no sense. So they know that it's ridiculous to go for the money. So hagufa kasha, why are they going for the money? If you understand intellectually that it's the most stupidest thing in the world, it's so stupid that you're embarrassed to say it. Right? And who you're embarrassed from the other lowlife, who, you know, it's not like I'm embarrassed speaking to the God of Adar. You recognize how stupid it is to go for your money that you can't even say it. It's so stupid. I feel like a total idiot. So, and yet, that motivation to go for your money is so strong that you're really ready to risk your life for it. It seems to be such a, it makes no sense. If you understood how stupid it is, then logically the motivation should be very, very weak because I realize it's ridiculous. The odds are I'm going to die, so what's the point of money if I die? So if you realize all that, so your drive for the money should be very, very small. And yet, in reality, it was such a strong drive, it was stronger than anything else, and it was strong enough to make them risk their lives and to do it. So, you know, that's my main caution. If they thought it made sense to go for their money, they should say it. And if they thought that it's ridiculous and stupid, then they shouldn't be motivated. So what I think there is a very, very tremendous chiddush in this levush. I think it's a very big insight. We know in the world there's such a thing where a person can have a taiva which causes him, even you ask him, he knows it's not logical, and he'll do it anyway. You know, a person who's addicted to drugs. So I remember we had years ago, there was a guy in the yeshiva who used to be Mikarev, he was into Kirev, and he was into Kirev of drug addicts, and he used to bring some drug addicts into yeshiva. It was very exciting. And he told me that he was speaking to one of the addicts, and he asked him, where do you envision yourself next year? And the guy was a guy, young guy, you know, post high school, and the guy said, dead. You know, basically, you know, the odds are, drug addicts, usually, you overdose, most of my friends died, you know, the probability is I'll be overdose and die. So why are you doing it? He didn't ask him that, but Chad is, it is, I'm addicted. It's a chemical imbalance. It's very painful when I have the need. So I can't control myself. So even though if you would ask the guy logically, do you think it makes sense to take drugs? He would say, of course not. But what am I supposed to do? I can't control myself. Right? Can have people smoking. You can hear. A guy can say, really, I know it's much better to quit smoking. But when I need, when I get that urge to smoke, it's such a strong urge, I can't control myself. Person with a food could be, but those are physical taivas, right? Certain physical taivas that a person feels. So there's a chemical need. I have an addiction. But money, pashtus, we assume, is not, there's nothing, you have gold in the bank, it don't give you any physical pleasure. It's the whole thing is in your brain. You feel, I got $1 million. I can go ahead and you can't eat the $1 million, but I can take the money and I can do things with it. We would assume that there's no money is not addicting. Money is goes through your brain. Money is intellectually. I have money. It's a good thing because hey, when I have money, I can use it. But it's not. If my brain tells me that it doesn't make sense to get the money, then I'm not going to get the money. What the Levush seems to be saying is that just like there's an addiction. A person can be addicted to drugs. And his brain tells him it's ridiculous. I shouldn't be taking these drugs. I shouldn't be doing this. But I'm killing myself. And I'm ruining my life. My wife is going to divorce me. I'm going to lose my job. And I'm going to go into jail. And I'm ruining everything. My whole life's going to go crumbling down. But I can't help myself. I got to do it. I just need that. I don't have self-control. I just need it. So that the same thing can be with money. So that the Mitzrayim, intellectually they knew this is ridiculous. This is silly. They're even embarrassed to say it. But they're doing it anyway. Because there's that emotional pull. There's an addiction. I need my money. I can't exist without money. It just can't exist without money. I can exist without my avodim, even though I can make believe, I can say I can't exist. But the real truth is I could exist. But without my money, without that money in the bank account to look at, I can't exist. So it becomes, even though logically I know it makes no sense, it's a tremendously strong drive. That's what I think the Pshayon and the Vush is. I'm not 100% sure because the Gra is very hard to read. But I think that the Gra Kemat says the exact same thing. So I just want to show it in the Gra because I think, it's just a reinforcement of the concept. The Gra Shita, I wrote in the top, this is really taken from the Evan Shlomo, the first two lines, I think I didn't write there, so I apologize, that the Taiva refers to physical pleasures and Chemdes refers to money. Okay. So he says like this. He says a Gra in Mishle that Chemda is called Nukva Shora. It's like the bad, the female bad, whatever. Nukva, I think that's what it is. I'm not sure. Quote Shaprashan Amayda. She'ena maniach lo lishon v'roy dev tomer achar ha'be'odam. The Evan Shlomo explains this a little bit. But he says that money doesn't give you any real pleasure. Because a person who's into money, basically you just run after money, put it in your bank account. Meanwhile, you don't really enjoy it, and all you do is it drives you crazy. Oev kesef lo yisma kesach, and the chazal is that money just, the person is just, you just need more and more money, and it's, it doesn't, the pressure, doesn't. you can't sleep at night, you can't, there's just too much, it's too much pressure. In other words, it doesn't give you any real pleasure because all you're doing with the money is you're putting it in the bank. And it's in certain situations, depending on how much money the guy has. So he doesn't really get any real pleasure from the money. And meanwhile, the money goes ahead and is ruining his life. It's ruining his adam haza. He can't sleep. It's on his mind 24 hours a day. There's a tremendous pressure. So that it's a, the chain nigra eshes ra, shame bol tov cloud, doesn't do you any good. On the other hand, taiva, he says, there is some good, you eat a good steak and you enjoy it. You can't deny you enjoy it. It might be in the long run not good for you, but there's a certain pleasure you get, physical pleasure that you actually get from the pleasure. So he's making a split between the taiva of money and the taiva of physical pleasures. Physical pleasures, there is some physical pleasure that you get, there is some pleasure you actually get from it. While by money, there's no pleasure. person doesn't get any pleasure from the money. Now, person might be under the illusion he's going to get, but what it sounds like he's saying, that after a while, person, once he has an experience, he might realize the truth that the money doesn't get him anywhere. So there it says, Zizu ataiva yeshu chalkaspeh. So therefore, the taiva has a way of enticing you, because he can tell you, huh, go ahead and eat the steak, go ahead and be mizane. You know, there's a pleasure. Last time you had it such a big pleasure, such a good meal, you enjoyed it so much, do it again. Because he's offering you the pleasures of this world. But on the other hand, chemda, he says in the next gra, ain't a pita in the helkas pet, can't entice you. So what he's saying, obviously, it means maybe a person with a certain amount of experience in life, that at some point in life, it gets to a point where a person comes to the realization where the money ain't making him happy. If I care, the money's ruining his life. You know, I'm working all day in the money. I'm in the office day and night. I can't sleep, there's pressure. And it's not giving me, I'm not enjoying it. I'm just working. So therefore, there's no, the Einam Pituyim, the Chalkas Peh, the money can't entice you. So no, the money can't entice you. So why the guy running after money? So here's the hard part how to read. Raksha Adam Choyme Me'atzmo. The person desires it Me'atzmo, from himself. Machmas, because Shekhsasa Nisrichmo, because there is a need for a certain amount of money, a little bit. You know, you have your millions, but a little bit of money is a necessity. The foreign says Asmo Bnei Beso. So a little bit of money is necessity. And because of that, once you have to do a little, you go for more. And you, I would put the comma, I think it's in the wrong place. But I would do. And that you therefore you go, therefore looking always for more. But Oimer, and you say, and then you say that you need it all. Now here I think the Omer is the Omer to yourself, I assume. Again, I can't say for sure if it's to yourself or to other people. And you say to yourself or to other people, they ask you, why? You're crazy. What are you working so hard for? He says, I need it all, because otherwise I won't be able to learn. I won't be able to serve Hashem. I won't be able to support my family. Even though the guy's a multimillionaire, and what he has seen in his life is that the money is ruining his life, and he can't sleep, and he can't function, and it's just having the opposite effect, and it's probably ruining his marriage, and it ruins his relationship with his kids, and it ruins his ability to do mitzvahs because he's busy with it day and night. But he says, I need it. Otherwise, I can't learn. Otherwise, I can't serve Hashem berevach. So the question is, in the reading of the Gra, is he just says, it's almost like in Sira, he says that there's ein la pituyim v'chalkas peh, it has no pitui, and then he says there is some pitui, that it tells you that I need it for these things. Also, what does he stick in? That because you need a little bit. That's, you know, what do you need that for? Just, we talk about a guy who's a millionaire. He doesn't need it. He should skip straight. He should say, Ki Achemda has also a pitui, that he tells himself that he needs it for Lilmol, the Navas, and Shamber Ravah, and also Nishto Banav. So the way I think the reading of the Gra is, he's saying like this, logically, there's no pitui. And logically, the person knows there's no pitui. And even deep down, he knows himself that it makes no sense. And there's no pitui. And the reason why the person runs after money is because he says, The price is atzma bebeso. You need a certain amount, so you got to get into it. And once you get into it, it's addicting. It's habit forming. The person is working. You got to go to work. You got to make some money. And once you make some money, so that's the groove you're into. So you go by itself. And who nimshach ayidei zeh, because he's getting involved in getting little money, becomes addictive, and it gets nimshach al mutter v'raydev tamid. Once you become involved in getting money, it's raydev tamid. Now v'oimer is the same v'oimer, I think, as in a vush. But it makes no sense. And you yourself know it makes no sense. Because the Gra was saying that the guy knows that the person knows that it doesn't let him sleep and it doesn't let him function. The Gra said he knows that. That's why the Gra said there's no pitui, because the guy knows that it doesn't give him anything. So you're going ahead and you're doing it because you have this addiction, but how can you go ahead and do something which you know is stupid? You're embarrassed. What are you doing? You're crazy. So you tell yourself, you tell others, oh, I'm not crazy. There's a good reason why I'm doing it. Shakol etzarichlo. You know why I'm doing it? I'm doing it l'shem shamayim, so that I can learn, so I have minuchas hanefesh, so I can support my kids. But that's all the ve'omer. Ve'omer means that's not the real reason. That's just your excuse. That's what I think. That's what he's saying. The real reason why you're doing it, he said, fakir. There's no pitui. Means you don't believe this ve'omer. If you would believe this for Omer, then there is a pitui. So what the Gra sounds like, he's saying that there really is no pitui. Logically, the person knows it's not true. He sees it. He sees it from his own life. He sees it from his own life, that his life, that the money ruins his life. He's saying, doesn't let you sleep. So you see, you're not learning. You're not learning more. You're not doing avodah Hashem b'ravach. Who are you fooling? You can't even sleep at night. You're consumed by the money day and night. You can't even sleep at night. The real reason why you're redoing the money is because you got a habit. Once you can't stop yourself. You're doing it. You have to do a certain amount, and you can't stop. Person can't. But then you feel stupid. So you have to come up with a rationalization and an explanation. So then you, the v'oimer, you explain yourself. So it's almost very, assuming it's the right reading, it's just fascinating that the Gra and the Nevush are almost the same. They both have v'oimer. That the person realizes intellectually that the money is not kedai. The money is ruining his life. But he has to give an excuse to explain, so why are you doing it? So you gotta have some excuse. So he has to, in the Nevush, the excuse is, I'm not doing it for the money. I'm really doing it for the, the principle, whatever. It's just the money's on the side, okay? I'm really just working because I just want to keep busy, you know? Oh, the money, I don't really care about the money, you know? I'm not doing it for the money. I just love working till 2 o'clock in the morning, but I'm not doing it for the money, you know? That's just a side thing, you know? No. So that's the Levush. Levush says that you don't admit that you're doing it for the money. And the Gra says that once you're doing it for the money, you go ahead and you make up some excuse why you need the, why, okay, then why I need the money, you figure out some rationale. But both the Gra and the Levush are saying that logically, the person himself knows. Obviously, you're talking about a person maybe a rich person, a person who doesn't need it for his needs. The person himself knows intellectually that really there's no, it's not really causing him happiness. He understands, even from his own life, that the money is causing him sorrow. It's causing him the pressure that he can't sleep at night. It's not giving him any happiness. And he realizes it's foolishness. You're risking your life for something that's not giving you. It doesn't make sense. By Mitzrayim, it didn't make sense because it was so risky to chase B'nai Yisrael. In the Gra, he's saying it doesn't make sense because you see you can't sleep at night. But the person does it anyway. So what basically comes out, I think the basic word, just to summarize, is that what it seems from both the Gra and from the Nevush, is there seems to be that when people are chasing money, it's not because we think it's a tremendous taiva, because they live in they intellectually believe that this is going to bring me so much happiness. Therefore, it's a drive. I have such a I need to become a millionaire because I need that happiness. What they both seem to say is that you can ask them, and the person himself, if you be honest, he would admit it's not going to bring me happiness. It's risking my life. It's ruining my life. Except that there's something reason that he can't stop. And then he comes up, obviously, with excuses, either to himself or to others, so that he shouldn't sound like a fool. So he'll give all kinds of explanations. He'll say it's l'shem shamayim, so I can learn. You know why I'm working? So I can learn. Lava Hashem b'revach. That's why I'm working day and night without a second of rest. But he'll come up with maybe crazy excuses, but those are all ways of appeasing his conscience. But the real reason why the person is running after money is because it's some kind of irrational taiva, or like an addiction, which causes a person that he cannot stop himself, even when intellectually he knows it's not right.